Today's episode is about bullying. Ms. Gass will be giving us questions rapid fire for us to answer honestly and freely.
So Cody, tell me, have you been the victim of bullying in school?
Sort of. I've been excluded from everything by everyone for no reason.
And what year level did this start?
Ever since I changed school, so about grade one, grade two.
So what happened?
If there was ever like a partner game or anything, I would always be picked last, and the only reason anyone would pick me is because the teacher would force for it to be to happen.
Well, that sounds really tough, Cody. And how did you deal with it?
I just isolated myself.
And what did the teachers do about it?
Nothing.
What do you think the teachers should have done about it?
Not sure. So let me ask you this, Ms. Gass. Have you ever been bullied in schools?
Yes, I've been bullied in schools.
What happened?
Trying to reflect back now. Well, in high school, some girls decided to be really nasty and do name calling and stop being my friend for no reason. And sort of similar to you, Cody, they actually excluded me for a while, and I had to eventually find a different friendship group, a more positive friendship group. But that was a tough time.
That sounds extremely tough.
It was at the time, yeah.
So, Ms. Gass, what grade did that start?
That was in year nine.
Okay, so let me ask you another thing, Ms. Gass. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer Diet Coke or Pepsi Max?
Diet Coke. I'm a Coke person the whole way.
So you do drugs, Ms. Gass?
I'm talking about the drink.
I'm a Pepsi Max guy, but I do prefer Coke if it's sugar, if it's not the sugar-free version.
So, Harry, have you been the victim of bullying in school?
Personally, not at school, though, but I think I've never been bullied at school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. I think, well, to be honest, I've always been bullied, like, outside school. Like, at the park, though.
So, what happened?
I was just talking too much, and he thinks I was annoying, and he just picked on me and bullied me since I was prep all the way to year two, about 2 years, and so on. Things were quite different without him.
So how did you deal with it, Harry?
I just keep playing with him, and I tried to be his friend, but it didn't work. And I didn't deal with it. I just, man, it's happened to me now, you know, like.
Do you think that you tried to just ignore that he was treating you
wrong? Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah, I tried to ignore though.
Yeah, just in order to have someone to play with at the park?
Yes.
So did you tell your parents about it?
Yep, and if I was there, like an older kid, same age like him or older him, I would beat him. Personally, I would do that. But then he moved out somewhere, but I didn't know where it's up to, so yeah, pretty much it.
Yep. So, what do you think could have been done for him to stop being mean to you? Or do you think in general he was just a mean person?
In general, I think he was a mean person, so I wish I never hang out with him. I was lonely. I thought he was a cool kid, and
yep. So you've learned your lesson now as far as what a negative friendship is and what a positive friendship is.
Yeah.
I relate a lot.
And how do you relate with that, Cody?
Same way, I had some really bad friends, but I only continued to hang out with them just because I was lonely and I had no one else besides my mum.
Yeah, I think that's really common actually in schools. A lot of kids are in negative friendship circles because they don't want to be alone and they're scared to be alone.
It's like they're stuck inside a bubble and they don't have freedom to talk to someone, which really sucks, and that ends up in anxiety and depression, I think. I'm not sure if I'm right or not.
Well, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like crap, and like it's really hard to explain the feeling that you're feeling right now. Like, you just feel like you want to do something really, really bad to them, back to them. But then there's no point because you're not big enough and you're just quite like small, not tall enough, which kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about like right now, like if I was that kid back then, I would save him and build a time machine and then beat the guy up dressed like, I don't know, like Batman and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So do you like Batman?
Yeah, so what happened was back in the day, since 2008 or 6, I saw this TV show, was The Batman, from 2004 to 2008. Ran down for 5 seasons in. It was not that great episode. Well, it wasn't great because not many people liked the TV show, and it was too cartoonish, too babyish, fresh made, not like from the anime series from 1999, kinda. But overall, I love the Batman TV show. It's really damn good. But the toys back then was pretty damn good though. They're really fantastic. They were worth like $100 on eBay, and it's just really, really good, you know.
Did you get bullied for liking Batman because people said it was a baby show?
I think so, not much. But if you're an adult, if you like Batman, go for it. You like Batman. Batman's just stuff. It's just not for babies. People who are out there who collect Batman stuff, like, you know, the guy working this work, he has the most Batman collection in his mid-50s or 40s. And you see a guy who drives a Batmobile, but not an actual Batmobile. I mean, a rubber car one made from scratch. And, there is going on with Batman for the past, how long is it, 70 years, 60 years, something?
Yeah, something like that. You know Miss Gass?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm not a huge Batman fan. However, I do enjoy the movies. When I was younger, I was more of a Smurfs fan.
He-Man, so. Is it? He-Man?
No. Smurfs, Gumby, Care Bears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think those are worth like $1 million right now. So, collectibles.
Which ones?
A Smurf or...
Oh, really? Gumby?
Yeah, Gummies. Not the lolly gummy. I mean, like...
Yeah. Gumby, yeah.
Anyway, guys, I reckon we're nearing the end of our time the station allows us to air for.
If you could give... All right, so just as we're finishing, Cody, if you could give any kid out there who's being bullied some advice, what would it be?
Be yourself and...
Call 000 if you need to, if it gets so serious.
I hope they don't fire me for this. Screw them. If they hate on you for being you, or having darker skin or lighter skin than anyone else, screw them. They don't deserve to be gifted the miracle of being a human being.
That's excellent, Cody.
And
what about you, Harry? What advice would you give?
Personally, like, be yourself. Just be joyful as a kid. Spend time with your family. Trust the people that you love. And don't give up yourself. And please, always stay away from the bullies. Never, ever let your dream face down. Because people will... used to you sometimes or not. When you see something else.
Bye.
Bye.